From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rodrigo Duterte is the apparent winner of the Philippines presidential election. An unofficial count of the vote shows the 71-year-old mayor of Davao with a large, insurmountable lead over his nearest rivals, former Interior Secretary Mar Rojas and Senator Grace Poe. Both rivals have conceded. Duterte promised to stamp out crime and corruption. Turkish officials say a car bomb killed three people and wounded 45 in the mainly Kurdish city of Diyarbakir. The explosion struck a police vehicle transporting seven suspected militants of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party for medical treatment. It was not immediately clear if the dead included any of the suspects. Earlier Tuesday, two police officers were killed while working to defuse a roadside bomb in the eastern province of Van. Brazil's acting House Speaker has reversed his decision to annul the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. A reason for the reversal was not given. The proceedings against Ms. Rousseff can continue if the Senate puts Ms. Rousseff on trial. Her presidency would be suspended, and Vice President Michel Temer would take over. President Barack Obama says he will visit Hiroshima, Japan, late this month. If he does, he will become the first U.S. president to go to the city where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb in 1945 during World War II. For seven decades, American presidents have avoided visiting Hiroshima and Nagasaki, apparently to avoid the impression that such a visit would be seen as an apology. An Obama advisor ruled out the possibility that Obama would apologize. This is VOA News. U.S. and Somali special forces conducted a joint raid early Tuesday on a base of the militant group Al-Shabaab, killing or capturing an unknown number of militants. Residents in the village of Tora Toro said soldiers dropped from helicopters on the outskirts of the village and then went to the target on foot. A Somali official said the operation lasted 2 hours and the troops met no resistance. He declined to identify the targets. Former NATO Secretary Generals and former U.S. Secretaries of State and Defense warned Tuesday that a British exit from the European Union would damage Western security and weaken Europe. The former NATO chiefs said in a letter to the Daily Telegraph newspaper that a so-called Brexit would give aid to the West's enemies and would undoubtedly lead to a loss of British influence. The signatories were Peter Carrington, Javier Solana, George Robertson, Jaap de Hoop Scheffer, and Anders Fogh Rasmussen. In a separate letter to the Times, 13 former U.S. Secretaries of State and Defense and National Security Advisors warned of dire consequences if Britain's vote to leave the European Union. New U.S. political surveys show the likely presidential contenders, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are locked in tight contests in three key states. Clinton continues to hold about a 6 percentage point national lead over Trump, but Tuesday's Quinnipiac University polls in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida show voters closely divided in all three. Those are the three states where U.S. presidential elections are often decided. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presided over a huge parade in the center of Pyongyang Tuesday, marking the end of the country's ruling party Congress. During the Congress, Mr. Kim solidified his grip on power over North Korea. Officials say U.S. and Afghan commandos staged a joint raid on Tuesday, rescuing the son of a former Pakistani prime minister who had been held captive for 3 years by a militant group. Unknown gunmen kidnapped Ali Haider Gilani from a 2013 election rally, and his whereabouts were unknown until now. The U.S. military said the joint counterterrorism mission retrieved Gilani from a compound in the Gian district of Paktika province, which borders Pakistan. It said four enemy combatants were killed as a result of the operation. Officials say a suicide car bombing in an eastern Afghan region bordering Pakistan killed at least six people Tuesday evening. They say the attack happened in Nazian district in Nangarhar province. A pro-government tribal militia leader was apparently the target. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.